Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Amber Huffman from Intel in the studio with me. Welcome, Amber.
Thank you for having me, Allison.
Amber, you've been on the program once before, but why don't you start by introducing yourself to the audience?
I am a senior principal engineer in the Storage Technologies Group at Intel. I've been involved in driving the serial ATA interface and other storage standards at Intel, but what I'm here to talk to you today about is NVMe Express, which is the standard interface for PCI Express SSDs.
So we've talked about NVMe Express before on the program, but it's been a while. So why don't you just start by defining what it is and why it exists?
So NVMe Express is an interface architected from the ground up for non-volatile memory. So when we looked at the traditional storage interfaces like serial ATA and serial attached SCSI, they were designed with mechanical hard drives in mind, and they inherit that 30-plus years of legacy. And so with NVMe Express, we started from scratch, and we focused on non-volatile memory so we could create an optimized interface for PCI Express-based solid-state drives. And that includes really great performance. So we're seeing over 3 gigabytes per second of sequential bandwidth. We are seeing over 1 million IOPS in some of our demonstrations that we've shown. But in product today, we see 450,000 IOPS, and we see very low latency. And so we're trying to deliver on the promise of really high performance storage, very low latency, to take you into the next decade for storage.
When you create a technology like this, what is the process for actually developing the specifications, and what goes into ensuring that we've got the right folks involved to develop this as an industry standard?
In the past, it was all about tweaking legacy technologies a little bit and just adapting. And so really the core piece of NVMe Express was convincing people that we needed a new interface that was not legacy-based. Then we were able to get together and define what the interface should look like. And so in 2009, we got that agreement amongst different companies about what that interface should look like. And so we had on the order of 10 core companies for that definition. And then that was added to over time. It took us 18 months to come up with the definition of NVMe Express, and we put that specification out there in 2011. And then, as is often the case, it takes 2 to 3 years to come to product. And so we saw the first NVMe Express drive ship in data center in 2014, and now we are seeing it coming to client in 2015 and looking at even expanding our boundaries beyond client and data center, including to NVMe over fabrics that I'll tell you about later in the next years.
So when you go back to 2009 for a second, what were you seeing in the marketplace that drove the decision point that we need to start over with something new? What was happening in the system as a whole, and what did you see coming up in the years ahead that triggered this new design?
People have been forecasting the death of NAND memory for a long time. And so looking at this from 2009, we were worried about how long would NAND live, and also looking at the potential for next-generation non-volatile memory. There's many out there that have been talked about in the ecosystem for a long time, including MRAM, memristor, phase change memory. There's all these different memory types, and we knew that at some point there was going to be a faster non-volatile memory than what NAND can provide. And so what we wanted to do is design something that could get you the full performance of that next generation non-volatile memory. And so that's why we decided that we needed to really architect from the ground up for non-volatile memory, because that would allow us to take advantage of the very low latency that you're going to see with some next generation non-volatile memories. Many are in the microsecond of latency or less for a read, whereas with NAND today, you're at 50 microseconds. So if you're really going to realize that very low performance, you have to relook at how to do the entire stack and the entire device. So not only the device, you're also looking at the OS, you're looking at application and software level changes to make sure you get that full performance.
Now, you mentioned that the first NVMe-based products shipped in the data center in 2014. What were those products, and what performance increases did we see?
So we're really excited. We had, from Intel's SSDs, we had the SSDs called the P3700, P3600, and P3500. So we had a family of SSDs, and on those products, we saw on the order of 450,000 read IOPS, and we saw almost 2.8 gigabytes per second in read bandwidth. So that's about 6x what we see in SATA from just a read perspective, and also many multiples the number of IOPS. So we were really excited about the performance. NVMe Express is an ecosystem, so we saw in 2014 devices also shipped from Samsung and from HGST, and we expect more products to ship from many different vendors throughout 2015.
You mentioned that in 2015 that NVMe will emerge in clients. What is the use case in clients as compared to data center?
So clients need great performance too. And so serial ATA has been stuck at 600 megabytes per second for many generations now. And so what PCI Express is doing in the client is really replacing an interface that has run out of gas in terms of serial ATA. And so client is taking advantage of that performance, but also one of the great things is we're also seeing great low power benefits on PCI Express. And so what you can get is this even higher performance. But what we'd like to talk about is race to idle, where you quickly do your workload and then you quickly get back to a low power state. And so we're seeing this great performance without any power penalty. It's basically the same power as you've had on SATA, but much better user experience and performance.
And then you mentioned NVMe over fabrics, which seems like a completely different use case altogether.
What that looks like is that PCI Express is a great interface, especially within a rack. But if you start talking about across a data center, PCI Express doesn't have necessarily great cabling and other pieces that people are looking for being throughout your data center. And so what people may want to use is more traditional fabrics like Ethernet, InfiniBand, Fibre Channel, or as we move forward to Omnipath architecture. And so one of the things we're trying to do is bring the performance and the latency benefits of NVMe Express throughout your data center for things like flash appliances. For next-generation non-volatile memory, where you're talking about a microsecond of latency to do the read, if you look at any of the SCSI-based protocols that you use in the data center with fabrics, they all add around 100 microseconds of latency. You basically lose the benefit of the next-generation non-volatile memory in that case. And so that's what we wanted to eliminate, is make sure that you can actually fully see the benefits of the new technologies as they emerge. And that's why we're bringing NVMe Express to fabrics.
What state of development is that transition at this point?
It's an iterative process. So 2014 was NVMe Express in data center. 2015 is NVMe Express in client. And for NVMe Express over fabrics, we're developing the specification now, and it will be done by end of year. And I would expect you would see products in 2016.
What has the software lift in terms of getting software support ready for NVMe been like? And what does that look like?
We've actually had a great time in the software lift for NVMe. In comparison to my days working on serial ATA, it was a much longer path, and we had to wait multiple years after the first serial ATA product shipped to really have native OS support with the HCI driver. We see the exact opposite with NVMe Express, where we actually had Linux native support as well as Windows native support before the first NVMe Express product even shipped. We also now have support in Solaris. We have UEFI, so you have boot support. And I'm excited that just in the past couple of weeks, we've just seen Google add the support into their database for Chrome. And so we're pretty excited that NVMe Express has great software coverage across the spectrum, and it's only getting better month by month.
Amber, this was awesome. If folks are listening online and they want to find out more about Intel and the industry development on NVMe, where would you suggest they find more information?
So looking for information about NVMe Express in general, I'd recommend checking out nvmexpress.org. If you're interested in more information about the Intel NVMe Express SSDs, like the P3700 that I mentioned earlier, one place to go would be intel.com/SSD.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. It was a delight.
Thank you for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.